the presenter of Channel 4 News at 7, Peter Snow, just back from a trip to Sri Lanka, where he had been refused entry for the last 4 years. He tells this week's Radio Times about how he tries to cope with terrible situations in places where they have come to film atrocities. And he said he cries easily, but never on camera, never on camera. And this time in Sri Lanka, he said, I came as near completely convulsing in grief as I've ever been. When we're facing suffering on our television screens, which we do every time we turn on the television, we are usually saved from weeping by the speed with which the appalling scenes that we're presented with are wrapped up in a sandwich of other news. And news bulletins, I'm sure you'll have recognized, like to keep something amusing to the very end. When we're faced with personal grief or the grief in other people's lives, the pain in other people's lives, we may have no easy source of comfort. We may have no light in our abyss. And today's three readings, in some way or other, turn us towards the unfailing source of light in the darkness. In all three readings, Isaiah's response to his people who were suffering terribly was the word, courage, do not be afraid, implying that God was with them. In the second reading, James equally has an encouraging word for people at a time of persecution. Be patient, do not lose heart. Be patient, do not lose heart. And in the Gospel we have those lovely words of Jesus to his cousin John. Happy the person who does not lose faith in me. Happy the person who does not lose faith in me. And John, in prison, with death threats ringing in his ears, needed strong comforting. And he was beginning to have some doubts about Jesus, because the God that Jesus was preaching was a very different God from the blood and thunder kind of God that John himself was preaching. So when we are in a dark place, we need constantly to hear those words, courage, do not be afraid, I am with you. And our faith tells us that God is always close to the brokenhearted. He is close enough to whisper in our ear, I am with you, do not be afraid. But it isn't easy, I'm sure you'll agree, to hear those tender words when all is darkness about us. There are many people whom I meet and whom you meet who, like Peter Snow, dare not cry on camera but are convulsed with grief in private. And so Jesus speaks those words tirelessly to each one of us. Happy are you if you do not lose faith in me. And if we can listen, we will always hear those words of strength. And surely we will all know from our own experience that it is very often in our darkest hour that we find the true Jesus. Take my friend Mark, plagued with depression over 10 years, unrelenting depression, and lost his place on the career ladder as a result. But in a long letter for Christmas, he tells me that though the darkness is still there, he feels he has a hunger for God which he never had when all was well with him. He feels he has a hunger for God which he never had when all was well with him. My previous attitude to God, he said, was a half-hearted one, a superficial one. And of Mark, surely we can hear Jesus say, blessed is the one who does not lose faith in me. But we know well as well from our own experience and from the experience of people we meet how easy it is for suffering to rob us of our faith. But maybe, like Mark, it is only a superficial faith that we lose. we gain a deeper faith. In a book called My Bright Abyss, Christian Wiman experiences a loss of faith, but he discovers something deeper. He said, "For years I have been in and out of treatment and in and out of hospital. I have passed through pain I could never have imagined. Pain that seemed to incinerate all my thoughts of God and to leave me sitting there in the ashes alone. I have been isolated even from my wife, though her love was constant, as was mine." And here is the turnabout. "I have come back for now even hungrier for God, for Christ, for all the difficult bliss of this life I have been given, for all the difficult bliss of this life I have been given. But there is great weariness too, and fear, and even fury." Obviously, faith does not sweep away the weariness or the fear or the fury, but it surely can deepen our faith, our trust, our feelings, that only in God are our tears dried up, and only in Jesus is our hunger for security and happiness to be satisfied. Truly blessed is the one who does not lose faith in Jesus. And this poem speaks of God as a comforting darkness, and it's a kind of echo of the title of the book I have just quoted from, My Bright Abyss. To God, this poet says, "You are my comforting darkness when I need a silent place inside to shield me from my ego's glare. You are my comforting darkness when I sit on a summer's night kissing the stars with my eyes. You are my comforting darkness when the shade of your compassion brings relief to the wilderness of grief pressing on my mournful heart."